On the second first will be so last week, and then take it a step later. We saw the Mimahusa Shal Yom from Rosh Hashanah, Shams Anche Knesset of Deila Kol, Yom Hazikar, the Teretz Zichron Chua. We saw the Mimahusa Shal Yom is Geboit. What we say in Tefillah, Zeh Yom Tchilas Masecha, Zikaron Yom Rishon. Zikaron Yom Rishon, Dr. Ran, means Yom Briyas HaOlam. It's considered Yom Briyas HaOlam, that was the Tachlis HaOlam. Yom Briyas HaOlam. And we saw that why is the din, why is the din kosher to that? Why is the fact, why has it become Yom HaDin? Because on this day, it's Chozer V'Neir, it comes Nachamol, it arouses Nachamol, the din Torah that there was B'Shas Briyas HaOlam. The Torah between Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should we bury with Adam? Yivra Shekula Shkara. That same din that happened then is Chayz of Neir Kol Yir, the new Magzor HaKadosh, the new cycle, 12 months. Hebrew year, 30 months, the new Shana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Mechadosh, the Briyas Adam, each and every one of us. We saw more Bepratus, more specifically, the Tain of the Malachim is brought down the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Lashon, the Gemara is Ma Enosh Kisis Kerenu Venodam Kisif Kedenu. I know there we saw that creating the mensch is called Tiskerenu. It's called being Zeicher, being Zeicher. It's called being Zeicher and being Poikerim. And that's the Tain of the Malachim. Like the Mefarshim say, what are you giving the Adam such a Hashivos? You're putting him the Merkaz Abriya. That the entire Bria is totally on him, Sai Kesader, every second it's totally on him, and Sai to take the Bria Letachlisoi, to the Tachlis. And every year again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoycheros and Poikeros. We discussed them in Chasakim, what we saw. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoycheros. He puts us, Zoycher means giving you considerable meshim, giving you Chashivus, consideration, considering you. Putting the Adam in the Merkaz, all the Kalim and the Bria, everything that's created in the world is all with Tzorech, Adam, Lashon Gemara. Kulam lo nivru el litzavos lezeh. Everything is to accompany the Adam. And again, we're checked every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu checking all the Kalim we're going to have. All the Kalim, endless list of what Kalim are. Health. Friends, good shalom bayis, chinuch, our health, our family's health, siyata d'shmaya, so many different things. They're all kelim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of us to do our tafkid. And again, there's a need in ma'en noish kisis kerenu, ven odom kisif kedenu. We saw kisif kedenu. Sifkidenu is a lashon counting. Many times in the Torah, Pikudim is called counting, but Mefarshim explain that the Ptaich, the matter of counting, is very often to give a mission, to give what we call maybe some a charge, to charge a person. The lashon in the Gemara Psachim that base, stating the Gemara that a Kaddish Baruch Hu was Koyril and a Hoira, the Koyach of light in the world, Upakte on the Tzvos of the Yom. He commanded it to serve during the day. The Kari Lechashoicha, the Pakte Mitzvos of the Light, like the Lashon, it's a Lashon Tzivui, it's a Lashon of Pundra. Ma'enosh kisis kerenu, then Odom kisif kedenu, sif kedenu is, besides giving the Odom a mokam of a chashivus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a tachlis, a tafkid, he gave him a mission. And that mission is, like we said before, to bring the oilam l'tachlisoi. The protus, every single individual in the world that ever existed, has a specific tafkid. In the Tikkun HaKloli, and the Kloli is Odom and Yisrael Beroisham is coming to bring the Olam L'Tachlisoi. Ma'enu Ishkisifkedenu V'Sifkedenu again, and in Rosh Hashanah again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges and studies, where are we holding in our Tafkid? Where are we holding in our Tafkid? Misifkedenu. And how much, and the Kalim that we get are going to be totally in the way we're holding with our Tafkid. And we saw at the time of Malachim, the Dafka came with a Lashon, Ma'enosh Kisif Gedenu. The Mitzvah says, Enosh is a Lashon, the Mitzvah is the Malbim. Says the Enish is a lashon of chalishus ben Adam. We explain the Kanira, the Taina is, he's a shalcheach, he's a barnash. A malach never forgets his mission, he never forgets his importance, he never forgets exactly what he has to do. It's etched on a thing, it says, Nisraiknen, whatever his tafkid is, within the mashal. Whatever his tafkid is, it says, and he knows it when he goes to the pizza store, it's Abiyachal, the malach's not going to the pizza store, but he would never forget about what he has to do. He would say, it's not worth it to get angry. You're not going to gain anything by getting angry. It says it like straight on of it. You'll never gain anything by getting angry. It says, a malach is not shaykhayah. But Adam, we saw last week, it's Musa, he's a shaykhayah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tafke did that way. And it's mi bifnim u mi b'chutz. Sai HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed an Adam in a world b'chutz, Lashon v'tzidus Hasharim, Sherabim amachikim boi mimenu yizbaruch, the entire world is constantly all kinds of distractions and detours. We spoke about getting detours. The entire world, the pizza shops and the technology, v'chulei, v'chulei. The world is created annoying people that step on your toes, annoying people that just get in your annoyance. There are tons and tons of obstacles and distractions that their whole purpose is to cause you to get distracted from what you're supposed to be focused on. That's mibachutz and mibayis. The good for Adam with all the midas arise. Kina taiva kovet amitzines Adam in the oilam. They're shoycheach. And again, the mensch, they cause us to be mashkiach, they cause us to, what the Rambam says, elu ha-shoychem es ha-emes b'havli ha-zman. The Rambam is magdar our entire year as a year of sleeping because we forget, we focus, we get distracted. We forget, ma choy vosoy ba'olamo, we get distracted. So we saw, what is the tikkun? In other words, what is the nekuda that we have to be mechazik, if we want to be zoyche b'din? If we want to be zoyche b'din, we spoke about last, we're going to talk about the hemshech, we'll see, the zchiyah b'din is for us, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we want to be zoyche b'din, what do we have to do? We have to shore up, we have to be compensate for that sad shikha. We can't remove the sad shikha, not with malochim, we're not going to get any zchar. The sad shikha will stand it forever remain, but we have to do something that protects us from that shad shikha. What is that? That's cheshbon. That's what we saw. That's cheshbon. That's asher yish shelo yish kochecho ven odom yisam mitzvoch. That's an avoid of zichroinus. We have to be zoicher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to create a matziv that we know we're prone and we're going to forget. And we have to remind ourselves. And we started with the Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Havistakel b'shloish advarim ve'ein atabo lidei chet. We spoke about lidei aveira. And we started with the beginning of the Mishnah. Dame ayin basul ana tohoylech. That's remembering your boire, your nivra. The boire, remember where you came from. And the male ana tohoylech. That's the long-term goal. Remember, don't forget, there's a final destination. There's a final destination. You're in a proizder. You're going to a traklin. Again, we forget. Remember. The Rambam, I'm not going to be married on this issue, but the Kud is bigger Harichus. The Rambam says this idea of remembering the whole, the famous Gemara Menachos, that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Choyna Hashem, Choyna Malach Liyureyav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds us with Malachim. What is that? The Tzitzis Bibigdeinu, the Mezuzis Bipischeinu, the Tfilim Bizroyaseinu. The Rambam learns, Loshon Rambam is, that all these are Maskirim Rabim. These Malachim are not Malachim, they're Maskirim Rabim. They're constant reminders. What are they reminding us? Ayin Basel Anat HaOilam, there's a Boirei Oilam over here. He didn't put you in this world. It's not an end goal. It's not a track in this world. It's not a track in this world. It's so hard to remember. If Vinyone Gashmi, it's so hard for a person to stay focused. I know. A person saved up money for something. It's so hard for him not to gamble it off. It's so hard not to spend it on some sort of tie of a cigarettes that he has. And not really to use it, but he really had money for it. He was planning to buy his wife a nice gift, and he gets lost. If in Yoni Gashmi, it's so easy to get sidetracked and focused. Kavachomer, Ben Menoshe, Kavachomer. to remember that this world is just a tracklin. This world is Olam Haba. Where do you see Olam Haba in this world? You don't see Olam Haba in this world. To remember, a person should make a cheshbin. The Yerushalmi Beitzim says this is a long-term goal and a short-term goal. And the Yerushalmi says when you make a short-term goal cheshbin, that everything has to add up to something. Ma'anat tahoylich means everything has to add up to something. Zokim to Yerushalmi. Everything you do in the world has to be attached to Kirvas Hashem. Yeah, you might do all kinds of gashmistic endeavors. You might sit with a kumzitz. You might spend hours singing. That's also fine. But is it taking you anywhere? What are you doing here? Is it taking anywhere closer to the final goal? I have no problem if you could take out something of Kirvas Hashem. You have a friendship with a person. You want to look nice. Beautiful, look nice. Is it taking you closer to Kirvas Hashem? Stay focused. Don't get caught in the $1 million suit or whatever it is called, money is spending money on. Don't get caught in this and lose track of the focus. This is what we saw last week, and this is basic, the first step of the Mishnah. And this is Avodas Achronos. The more we do that, we have an answer to the Tainas HaMalochim. We ask, are we worthy? Is he worthy? They're going to ask Yanki, David, Shimon, Moishi, each and every one of you, are you worthy if you're somebody who has the ability to stay focused, and more importantly, he's able to not get into focus now, have a gimmick, have a device that brings back the focus. Are you a machashbin? Are you focused? Tonight I want to take it to the next level, Hemshah. The end of the Mishnah says, Da, three things, Shloisha Dvarim. And the third thing is, Lifnei mi ato osid leaving the heaven. Lifnei mi ato osid leaving the heaven. You might have mentioned this last week. That's a pirut, a detailed breakdown of that. Lifnei mi ato osid leaving the heaven is in the earlier Mishnah. In the Mishnah Perek Bey, Mishnah Aleph. And there it says, also, Stakel b'shloisha dvorim, Ein ato bo lidei chet. And there it says the following. Da mala mala mincha. Know what's la mala mincha. Ayin roya, ro'izin shonas, kol ma'asecha b'seifer atop. This is be'etzim, the idea of din v'cheshbin. Din v'cheshbin. Every single one of Chaim Elojin, Nuachayim says, these three different things are connected. Machshova, Dibor, and Maisa. Ayin Ra, Hashem, he brings the Pasuk, Hashem, Yiril Alevav. Hashem could see what a human eye can't see. He sees how much of us. He sees what exactly you were thinking when you were learning the Tosfos. What did you want? What did you want to get out of Tosfos? You want to be Yoytzezayin, or you really want to know Dvar Hashem? He sees what you're thinking about when you smile to another person. What do you want? Do you want something in return, or you want to just be good to another person? Every dibur doesn't always get recorded. You never know today. There's a recorder everywhere. But be'etzem dibur doesn't get recorded. No, Hashem, every dibur gets recorded. Kol masecha b'seivim yichtavim is nice. What is the idea of this Mishnah? And what does that do with Rosh Hashanah? It's the next level of my enoish kisif kedenu, my odom kite. My enoish kisif kedenu, my odom kisif kedenu. And the Taitz is like this. Until now we spoke about having a final mission. We talk about having a goal, having a plan. Machlei vosei boi lomoi. Where is this all leading to? Where is this going? But there's another nekuda. While a person is on his journey and on his mission, I want to ask a question. There's hundreds, perhaps thousands and thousands of stops and actions and different things that a person's doing. Does each and every action have a nafkamina or not? Does every single word that a person say, does every action, how many words of Torah does a person learn, a regular Gemara learn a day? Does every word have a consequence? And here we come to an amazing nekuda. If you talk about doing a ma'isa b'shleimus, one of the things we want, that we should be more invested, more shleimus, what we're doing, our tefillah should be more b'shleimus, our Torah should be more, avodas hamidus, our ava, our yira, our bitochen, everything should be more b'shleimus. If we would have to think, one of the greatest motivating factors that a person is doing b'shleimus is a very simple subject. It's how important this ma'isa is. When a person knows that a ma'isa that he's about to doing is so valuable, it's such great importance. I mean, the board means It's so consequential. There are so many consequences that come out of this ma'aseh. So then he has all the motivation to give b'shleimus. When a person feels his ma'aseh is hevel v'rik, it doesn't make one ki huzev a difference. If I do 50 times those ma'aseh, it's not going to make a difference. Not even to one person, let alone 20 people, let alone 1,000, let alone millions of people, let alone millions of olamos. So he has no motivation, and nothing pushes him. This is where we come to another level in the discussion of the Malachim. Malachim, back at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lama Chesam and Beis. The Gemara state like this. I'm sorry, before. Bora karacha shamalach yeshar. So Amar lehem, Ritzoinchem nase odlam b'tzalmenu. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu placed this din Torah on the table of the Malachim, should we be buried Adam? There's a hadgash in the Gemara. He asks, should we create the odlam b'tzalmenu? He didn't stop saying, should we create the odlam b'tzalmenu? He's a hadgash. Nearer than it's merumis to the yisoid of the Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim. Anyone who had a little bit of Nefesh HaChayim, this was his from the Ikar Matorah of his Sefer. There's a lot of Pratim. It's not safe, the whole Sefer, but the Ikar Matorah of his Sefer is what he starts off with. The Matorah of the Sefer was to show the godless Adam. To show the godless Adam. And he starts off, and he's very Makatzer, it's Yonim Amukim. What is the idea of Tzel and Elikim? What does it mean that the Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bashaf and the Mensh, but Tzel and Elikim? Tzel and he touches up, and Yanenu means Adimian. There's a certain dimion between an Adam and Elikim. What is Elikim? Zoktan Perbeis Elikim is the name that represents that Hashem is the Baal HaKoiches Kulam. This world is filled with endless amount of forces. Strong forces, weak forces, Koiches. There's the sun, there's the moon, there's the wind, there's gravity, there's fire, there's heat. This koyches ruchniyim, this malachim, swafim, leifanim, this shadim, mazolis. This koyches all over the world, and that's what makes the world run. There's money. There's all kinds of koyches value in the world. There's all kinds of koyches in the world. But who's the bala koyches kulam? Who has all the protection, kavayach, we call the world? Who's the one behind? Who's pulling all the strings? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zokt in Nefesh HaChayim, this is the Oymek and the Ikon Nekuda and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Adam B'Tzel HaMelechem. Listen to the Lashon Nefesh HaChayim. Kein B'Perek Gimel, Kein B'Dimin HaZeh Kav Yochol, Baruch Hu Yizboruch Es Adam, V'Shlitoi Al Ribei Rivavon Koichois V'Olamois Ein Misbar U'Misarim B'Yodoi. All the Koichis in the Bria, the Adam, besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next level HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what pulls the strings of the entire Bria. Listen to his Lashon. Shehu amidaber v'manigoysam. Dibur also is a Lashon hanhoga. We say Taka Rosh Hashanah. Yadber amim tachteinu. Midaber. The Odom is the hanhoga. The Hainu, the Nekuda we're speaking about now. The Odom is the Merkaz HaBriya. What does it mean, the Merkaz HaBriya? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that you are the power, you are the source, you're in the cockpit, you're pushing the buttons of the entire Bria. Zok to the Nefesh HaChayim. Ki b'maisov v'diburov u'machshavoisov ha'toivim u'mesakim v'kayim v'noisim koyach b'kama koychoiz v'yomois u'yonim ha'gadoishim u'moisim v'kidush avar. Every single small machshava and every single small dibur, it makes a consequence she'en kamoyu. Again, the person thinks, what kind of impact does my ma'aseh do? And we don't see the impact. And the Shechayim came to Shtel Avek that the impact, the consequence of a ma'aseh is taka endless. It's unbelievable, the koyches of ma'aseh. You are learning Visa Daf Zayin. You're bringing Shefa, you're bringing Brius, you're bringing babies into the world, you're bringing Brius to the world, you're bringing Chochma to the world. Everything is happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do it through the human being. Zok to Rashi and Rav Shechaim and Perek Dalid. Listen to this. As Mamu Sharini. V'zois Torah Sa'odom. Kol Yish Yisroel. Al yoimar b'libar chas v'sholom. Ki ma ani u ma koichi lifo b'maisi ha-shveil. Shuming in b'odom. Da'ainu in Ashprach. What kind of impact is my maisi going to do? The Ran and Yisroel, there's a lot of lines. A lot of lines. What's going to be the difference? Why does a Basha have to read the whole Ran B'Klal and Shir? Why does he have to read every single line? What difference? I understand that word and not that word. It's probably 1,000 words there. It makes a difference if I understand every single word in there. It makes a difference how long I keep on my tzum, if I keep halach and keep it on to the end of the last, to the Dover Hashem, to the last Kaddish. Could be halach, you could do it as the second Kaddish, okay? But it makes a difference. It's filling a little bit more. Right? It makes a difference if I'm a little bit nicer to my kid, to my wife, to my chavrusa. It makes a difference how much I'm koyas. Listen to the Lashon of Reb Chaim Lashon. Amam yoivim v'yeida v'yikva v'machshavois liboy. Shekol protein maisa, again, the big three. Maisa v'diburoi machshavois koleis v'rega. Ois avidu chas v'sholom. They're being recorded, there's an impact. They're not going lehevel rik, they're not feudal, leisid v'chashalom. Umarabu maisa v'moi godu v'ramam. Shekol ochas oyla kefishor shalifol pulose begovim v'roimam. Zokter and Ago, and this is Sriksu and Zerinian, Mamish and Zerinian, the Karav Lishmoy, everyone knows the Stamina Sakhav Lashem, everyone knows Sakhav Lashem. Karav Lishmoy, Shagamze, Bechlal, Kavanosam, the mission of us, under the mission. Istako Bishloy Shadvon, Da Malam Malam, listen to the Pshad Chaim Lashem, listen, this is all Derech HaJush, or this is the Pshad Chaim Lashem. Da Malam Malam, Ritzoyna Loimar, Im Ki Ein Choroya Beinecho, and Yonam Enoim, Aysa Maysov, Avoteida Mimeno, כי מה שנעשה למעלה, בלום איסל יוינים, הכל ממחוהו, על פי מסכה. He reads the mission like this. דמה למעלה, it's ממחו. בלום איסל יוינים, everyone would want to have connection. Everyone thinks they have another God who has connections. דמה ויש תחס כיסי הכובד. Your mysim are making Tisi HaKavod. What's happening in Tisi HaKavod? You want to be a person, an influential person, a shaker and a baker of Yimazak. You want to be a person who they're in a person who moves things in the community, and moves things in the world. You were my sim, malo, it's memcho, dam alcha. And if dos zok de mishne, ayin roye, v'oizin shaymas, v'kol masecha b'deich v'netovu. Kinira, here we're getting a tremendous insight with the whole idea of bechlal of midos adin, and bechlal of din on Rosh Hashanah. What is the idea of the din in Rosh Hashanah? What does it mean, the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't shikhal if nechi seich vaydecha. What is the idea? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to punish us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to remind us of our endless importance, of how valuable we are. And the idea of din is to know, yes, every single one of your ma'aseh makes an impact. Every single machshava makes an impact. Every single dibur makes an impact. Ayin rois avoyzim adam malam malam imcha. When we know this, it's a life changer. I want to bring it out a little bit, Lamaisa. The problem a little bit is that this pechina of the Lamas of Yainim, this pechina is very mufshat, and we don't see it. Again, the Malachim maybe see it, we don't see it. And even if we weren't Svarim and Nefesh HaChaim, maybe even if Sad Musa said within Nefesh HaChaim, we'll mamish see it in front of our eyes, but we'll forget about it because we're in the world that shows every single thing else. It shows gold watches, it shows COVID, it shows everything else except for the Lomas El Yonim that they're being mushba by the fact that you're a little smiling and a little bit nicer to your wife. No, you don't see that. We have a tzir of this in this world. If you mishalim, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gives the command that tzir, ba'olam atachtem, ba'olam alamata, to anything that goes on in the Meridia. First Kavah is very simple. There's many tzium of this. I once know a certain young man who was a great Baal Kishrin, but never was Moitzis Koichis the right way. Never Moitzis Koichis the right way. Many people ask about Baal Kishrin. You know, he never ever put it together. He had one tkufa that he was Moiri de Gishnai. What happened? And Magachir said that he was a shir, she was a Shvachashir. And Lamaisa, they needed somebody to write over the shir. He did something else, he couldn't have the shir himself. They need someone to write over the shir. So the shir appointed this younger man that he should write over the shir. And every day, more or less, 95% of the people in the shir are going to be totally on this guy, going to do this guy writing over the shir. The tkufa, he had a tkufa of steigen, a certain tkufa of 4 or 5 years. And he steigen. Wow, it was like you couldn't compare the person. He never lived in the sugya so much. He had a maisa that he was going on a plane. He had to miss 1 day, 2 days, and the whole plane ride, he used to fump with the movies, and the whole plane ride, he was here this year on the tape. And my kids, that was his life. He was writing it over. Think about it. It's very simple. How much of a consequence is it going to be how much you learn in Achana for this year, and how much you hear this year. What's so bad if you miss a few words in this year? What's so bad if you miss half an hour here and half an hour there? Does it make such a big difference? This guy knew that there are 95 Bachrim totally on him every single day. And I thought, look, if you feel the weight and the consequence of it. Every time you'd want to go out and schmooze for half an hour, he was normal, you're a normal mensch. But Lemaisi had a totally different motive, a totally different motivation to put in, to be holding the sugya so he could chak this year. And afterwards, the shas maisa to get the share, and if he didn't afterwards, to chak every single kuda. Because he saw his maisim are being an impact. I want to take it a step further. We've spoken about this in the past. A better mashal for this. This is mamish, a punt seer of the prime lajah. It's never as good. The mashal is never good than Hirshadon. Take it seer of an Adam Gadol. You take the seer of an Adam Gadol, you mamish see that a consequence of the smallest move, every action, small action, every sneeze, every word that he says, the consequence is that I said, take a mashal. Mashal says, the mother of Abishai. He's a person saying shir a day. Again, I'm not sure we're holding what the numbers are. I don't know, 700, 800, 850 people. Yes, every single, the difference how he says over exactly the Torah shir. You know, I know myself also. Sometimes you don't exactly have the full pshat in the kash of Torah shir. So you say it quickly. But, no, it makes a difference. If you're going to mishane, there's going to be potentially 850 people who are not going to chop it. They're not going to chop it yet. Torah and Torah. And there are how many people listening to the shiur, and how many might be shiur and listening to the tape each year, not all one person. So we're potentially touching a day, basically just close to 2,000, 5,000 people there, and then it could be Duras Yara. Do you know what a person has that in mind, what a person has that in front of them, what a person has that clear in front of them, the boys, do you know what a push he has to do? But it doesn't start when Rav Moshe came to Magid Shir, and here's what I want to bring out. It doesn't start with Rav Moshe. Where do you think this all came from? First of all, someone says, it's not only in Shir, right? So when he's walking in the street, people are looking at every single move. He could smile at somebody, and the guy could be talking about it for the year, next year. The person thinks he gave him a special smile. Dafka to him, he hasn't seen me, a guy who came from America, and he could be talking about it for a year. It means that a smile makes a difference. That person for a year, you're talking about the impact of an Isaac. But where did it start? You think it started when Magid Shir? No. It started 60 years ago in Ponovich and Mir. That's where it started. You think about why is a Bosha able to get precise? Why is every word get saved? You think it started, huh? Where did a Bosha, when he talks about Hashiva Zatara, Loiva my Hashiva Zatara comes from a Bosha, hearing him talking about what it means to learn a Sukkot, hearing him what it talks means to miss a day of this man, the undertones in his voice. What do you think? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? It came from there. It came from when he was a bacher and a younger man, and he schwitzed himself when no one else is in the base medrash, when no one was there. Those meisim, that extra word that he learned then, it had an impact. I want to show the Dairi Durs that that's made Rav Moshe what he is today, and that made Rav Moshe to have impact on thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And the same thing of Chaim Kanievsky, and the same thing of all of us. This is just a whiff at seal of Chaim Volozhin saying we all do. B'may mar muzga, it's not my shmuz now. This is mamish true with the chinuch of your house. This is mamish true with the chinuch of your house. Who do you think is going to mechanech your kids? Who's going to mechanech your kids? Chashiva satar, chashiva satfila. Who's going to mechanech your kids? How long you stay in Tzuki to Zimra? I guarantee you, that's going to mechanech your kids, chashiva satfila. Don't give me any stam baba mices. They're going to tell your kid, chashiva satfila. How are you going to talk about chashiva satfila if you yourself don't have chashiva satfila? So you might say it, but you could hear it. The vibes, he hears it. If you want your kid to have chashiva satar, everyone sees it. You yourself are the impact of you yourself as you're growing. It was when you were a bacher, and it's now. You and your wife, your consequential, all your mice have consequences on you. And I didn't say for your kids, to their kids, to other people. I count that part. Back to where we are. The Malachim Taina, Ma'enosh Kisif Kedenu. Ma'enosh Kisif Kedenu, Ma'enosh Kisif Kedenu. The Malachim knew this Yisoid. They knew the Nefesh HaChayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to say, we're making the Adam B'Tzelem Elohim. We're making the Adam, his power, his influence is Neuridik. Could you imagine if Rosh says, Megal upon him Chas V'Shalom B'Torah in a sugya? You know what destruction that can do? Chas V'Shalom, a person who has potential, if he tells people to do the wrong thing, do you know what destruction, do you know what that could cause in the world? The Malachim said, Silent toiv and lamutiv, you're putting the consequence of the entire Bria in the hand of this Mendel. In this Adam, he's an Enosh, a Yelud Isha. He forgets, the second there's a little money flash, the second there's a little covered flash, the second someone steps on his toes, he forgets. He forgets where he's going and he forgets the importance of his Maisa. It's L'ra and L'toiv. Chas V'Sholom, what a bad Maisa does, like the Nefesh HaChayim goes, and what a good Maisa could do, what it could do. It comes to Rosh Hashanah. This is going to be part of our din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to see how much are we a ben adam that's not a shalichayah. A ben adam who knows ma'ala ma'ala ninenu. He knows me'ayim bo ul'ana tohoylech. He keeps that focus. And he also, there's nothing we're talking about tonight. He knows the flemiyat of isa liz l'chesh when the nekuda is. He knows the impact of his ma'isim. Someone who pays attention to this, his life's a different life. I'm just going to finish off. Remember, we'll call a ma'is. I'm not going to tell the la'arichas. This is the story of all the gedolim. We once said over a famous ma'is of Baran Leib. I'm not going to get into the protest. Baran Leib, he avoided the war. Kedua, he avoided the war. And after the war, he was in Schweiz. He came out all the plaything. He was alone. And all of them, they used to work. They used to work during the day. And the ma'is goes that at night, he was learning late at night. Middle of the night, 2, 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, he was learning in the shul. And someone, a kid his age, he was unmarried, a kid his age, came and saw him. And saw him learning in the middle of the night, and he asked him, Avraham Leib, I love the question, he said, where do you get the koyach to do this? Where do you get the power to do this? The world, the usr of the world, the la'ana tahilach wasn't so bright. No one knew where the world was going. Yeah? He didn't have lined up to be the next Roshiva Panovich, no, that wasn't on the next line. There's no shtela in place. Where do you get the power? Where do you get the fuel to sit and learn Akoinis at 3 o'clock in the morning? Who cares about Akoinis now? The whole Jewry is in Sakona. Where do you get the kach? After working the whole day in back lay, in physical labor, I'm sorry. Where do you get the kach? Around the answer then. Around the says the measures. It says, it's various medrash, Hashinu medrash. In one place it says that there are three in the Makova Lamala. There's three raglayim in the Makova Lamala. The fourth one, again, the Shinuim where it is, in one place it says, the fourth one's Oymid. The fourth one's Oymid. The fourth one is not taken. And it says, I want to be that Makova. I want to be the Makova Lashayim. This is our second time Lamala. He was building what? He's in a bavur from the place, Ekvilt. Who, where are you? Who cares what you're doing? No. You know what the mensch is. That's why he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. That's why later on, every small move he made, every dibur he said, is said over 50 times and millions of times. Because he built himself. This is the second level of my Enosh Kisizkiren. When it comes to Yemadin, the more we enter the Syria to realize the impact of the Maisa, the more we'll be doing B'Shlemus, and the more we'll have a tshuva to the Tain of the Malachim. My Elish Kisif Grano will say, yeah, we know what's Ma'ala Ma'ala Mi'ala. Good.